The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazorah if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier daf. Today's daf is Maseches Zevachim, and we're holding on Daf Vav. We're sort of in the middle of a rather complex sugya. What happened was is that Reish Lakish had raised to us the issue yesterday of what the point is of bringing a korban if it's not going to be Olah L'Balam L'Shem Chok. So Rabbi Elazar said to him, well, I mean, the same idea takes place when a korban is brought after a person dies. Now, yesterday, we questioned, couldn't Reish Lakish have said, well, over there, it's going to be mechaper on the Yorshim, you know, but here, it's not mechaper on anybody, so what's the point of bringing it? So yesterday, we said, it's not mechaper on the Yorshim, because the Yorshim actually don't own the korban. And that's because, as Rabbi Yochanan says, if a man dies leaving a korban mincha to be brought, and he has two sons, they bring that korban mincha, even though a korban mincha cannot be brought b'shutafut. It only has to be brought from one person. So clearly they themselves are not the owner, and they themselves are essentially just shluchim to bring it for their father. Now, the question that we raised yesterday is, what about the situation when it comes to tumura? Where over there it says that if somebody leaves an animal to his two sons, they cannot make it a tumura. And the reason we thought that you cannot make it a tumura is because of the fact that the shutafim cannot make a tumura. Only a yach can make a tumura. So it appears to be a contradiction. When it comes to mincha, we're saying, the same Rabbi Yochanan is saying that, well, it's not a problem over here. They're not shutafim because they don't own it. But when it comes to tumura, we say they are shutafim and therefore they can't make a tumura. So yesterday we answered, that's a gzeirat hakatuv. They are not shutafim, they're yorshim, but even multiple yorshim cannot bring a tumura, because it says im hamer yamir, which adds the yoresh, and it says it b'loshen yochid, that echad meimir ve'ein shnayim meimirin. To which today we have now an attack by Rabbi Yaakov min Harpakot. Now, matkifla Rabbi Yaakov min Harpakot. If you're telling me that the drasha im hamer yamir implies that we're marbe a yoresh, but only a single yoresh, then the same logic should apply by the din of im go'ol yigal. Over there it's talking about im go'ol yigal ish mi ma'asro. Somebody's not coming to be paid at his ma'aser sheni. So the din is chamishito yosef alav. You have to add 1/5 if you're the owner. So we should say the same thing about ma'aser. Im go'ol yigal is coming to tell me if a man dies, leaves his ma'aser sheni to his yorshim, that they could take it and they could be paid it, but not if there's two of them. Now that is absolutely ridiculous. There's certainly no such halacha. We never heard of such a thing. There's no dinner shutfas by ma'aser. There's no question that no matter how many yorshim there are, of course it could be paid your ma'aser sheni. So you should say, you can say the same thing over there? Oh, Kanami, Echad Goel Ven Shnayim Goalin? No, it's more than that. It has to be seen in context. By Tumura, the whole parsha is coming to tell me that you cannot be Mamir in a case where there's Shutim. So it makes sense to say, we'll extend that to the Yorsh, that you're not Mamir Shutim. But whoever heard of there being any relationship at all of the dinim of multiple ownership in Meiser? It's irrelevant. So Mamela, we're certainly not going to darshan and go, oh, Yigal, just from this Loshan Yosef. It's only because the entire parasha, as the Gemara puts it in Tumura, kola parasha kulalo nemra ela b'loshon yachid. That's a different issue. So shiny maaser degabe avohonami ite b'shutafut. By maaser, the whole thing is a din in shutafut. But over here, where there's no mention of shutafut, it doesn't matter to us whether the father was a shutaf or the father was a complete owner. There's no implications of shutafut for taking pidyon on maaser. It makes no sense. The same go yigal means that. Anyway, getting back to the riot. So you're telling me it all makes sense now. Because when Rabbi Yochanan says that the shutfim are not meimer, it's not because they own it b'shutafut, it's because they're yorshim b'shutafut. And now everything makes sense. A yorshim don't own,
karbanas.
Therefore, if there are yoresh a mincha, the din is that it can be brought up filo b'shutafut because it's not a shutafut, because they don't own it together. And when it comes to tmura, it's a special gzerata katuv, and therefore everything makes sense for tmura too. Omele ravas ravash, this is ridiculous. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. If the yarshim do not own the carbon, why in the world can they be maimer it at all? I don't understand. A guy from the street can't be maimer a carbon. So why are they maimer it? Forget about the shutfas. You're concentrating on the shutfas. If there's an ownership of the carbon, that would explain why we're dealing with the question of whether the yorish can be maimer. But if you're telling me that they're not even kain of the carbon, then this whole thing is ridiculous. Of course they can't be maimer, even if it's a yochid. Can you be maimer another guy's carbon? Okay, so then why isn't this 100% proof in the other direction? No. So Hechi Neymar, Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, do you know how we define the person who can do the Tmura? Not by his being in a position of controlling the father or anything else. I don't care if it was you who brought the carbon. Not necessarily can you be Neymar. Only the guy who's going to get the kapora from the carbon can be maimer. So if it isn't their carbon, and they didn't get anything out of it, how can they be maimer? So if anything, you've just proven that yarshim do own a carbon, that it is machapra on the yarshim, and that's the reason that they can be maimer. And now you've got a problem, so how does Rabbi Yochanan say that, and at the same time say that there's not a problem with the carbon mincha, and what are we going to do about Reish Lakish? Why didn't he say that maybe a carbon that's brought Liachar Mita is Maratza? And now we got some serious problems, and you're putting them all under the carpet. And I'll prove to you that you have to have a level of kapara in that carbon in order to be able to be maimerit, because Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, when it comes to defining who the person is that has the various levels of relationship to the carbon. So one issue we need to determine is, who is the guy that is Mosif Chomesh? The Baalim is Mosif Chomesh. If he comes to be Poda, a normal person is Poda for value, another guy has to add 25% in order to be Poda. Who's that guy? The real owner. Who's that guy? The Magdish. Because it says Beferish. The Im HaMagdish. Okay, fine. So I know that that's a din of HaMagdish. So that is a given. Okay. Im HaMagdish, Yigalet Beito, Yosef Chamishito Alav, HaMagdish Mosif Chomesh. Who's the one that makes the Tmura? It's considered to be the owner vis-a-vis the Tmura. The Mitchaper, which we learn out in Tmura. The one for whom the carbon is being brought, not the one who is magdish the carbon, but rather the one who is going to be benefiting from the carbon. He's the one that can make the Tmura. Who is the one that is the balim vis-a-vis determining what should be given to which coin when it comes to Truma? Normally you have the right to decide which coin you're going to give Truma to. In a case where you take off Truma for another person, from your things, who has the right to define who to give the Truma to? HaTorei Mishelo HaShavacha Tovat Hana'a Shelo. No. So now, I've just proven to you that the Yoresh is the violin. And you're telling me that you have it all worked out. And it says the Gemara, no, wait. There's two different levels of kapara. The nature of the kapara that is sufficient for Tamura is not the nature of kapara that we would call the point of bringing a carbon. There's a kapara that is called mikiva, that is to say it was kavua for this purpose. And there is a kapara that is an ancillary kapara because of the fact that you were the one who brought the carbon. And that's called mikufia. It floats off. So something that emerges from something that you've done. And, of course, by the way, in the Medayik, the levels of kapara necessary in Hilchos Teshuva, we found exactly the same thing. There's the notion of the kapara on the chet, but there's a separate inyan of kapara for the fact that you were the one that brought the chet. That did the chet. So you could bring a carbon, be mechaper on the chet, but if you hadn't said vidui on the carbon to relate it to you, you were not mitchaper with the thing that the carbon was mitchaper. It's exactly the same thing over here. So now you're telling me that Reish Lakish should have said, I'll tell you why it's brought. No. You're not going to tell me why it's brought. Because if somebody gets a carbon, mikufya, that's not why it's brought. If there's a reason why it's brought, then the person who brings it can get a kapara mikufya. But you don't say that as an ancillary product. That's like saying, well, you know, there's ancillary casualties. We're trying to kill the terrorists. So why not just go over the ancillary? Why not go after the civilian? They're ridiculous. One has nothing to do with the other. The situation justifies bringing a carbon if the carbon is being brought for a purpose. So this is exactly the solution to our problem. Yes, they can be the ones who are mechaprim, but that's only because Be'etzem, the terrorists, had to bring the carbon. What is the carbon being brought for? So you see that where a carbon had been set aside to be brought, despite the fact that it isn't coming for any particular purpose right now, nonetheless, it's brought. This is what we're turning to Reish Lakish. So what exactly is your problem? Lama Iba. Was it meant to come l'chatchila? Yes. It wasn't done properly? Well, the guy's dying also wasn't done properly. He should have waited till after he brought his carbon to die. Fine. But the fact is that the carbon is there, set aside. So it's brought. That's the taina. What should he have answered? No, it's coming to be mechaper on the yorish. That's crazy. Of course it's not coming to be mechaper on the yorish. It may be ancillary mechaper abikufa. See? But that has nothing to do with, well, there's nobody who is the mischaper of this carbon in a real way. So the closest you get to the Isa Temura is the Yorish. That's still true. Yeah. And he can, unless he's a Shutav. Meaning not a Shutav, but a multiple Yorish. That's Xeris HaKos.
So, but he's not...
You lost track of things here for a minute. Speak it out, because let's get to the bottom of it.
Well, I'm just...
Everybody understands.
I'm trying to better understand this.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, so he is the mitchaper because he's the only one here that has connection to it on that level.
Okay, but then.
But as far as, okay, why are we bringing this carbon?
It's not so for that
he should, exactly. And therefore, there was nothing that Reish Lakish could have said. Reish Lakish missed something here. He could have said, no, that doesn't prove anything. It's being brought so somebody could get an ancillary kapara. That would make no sense to say at all.
How is he called the mischap? Why is he?
Because Mikufya, he is the mischap. Is there somebody else that's mischapper? So it says the person who's bringing it. What does it mean to bring? In this case, he's the only one that's bringing it.
Is that the Yerusha?
That's the Yerusha. Since he's the one that's responsible to bring it for the father. The father's not getting the kapar, but he ended up bringing the carbon from Ela. He would be mischapper
Bikufya. Would this be a riot that he cannot then use it for his own?
It's not a riot to anything. We're trying to make it work with the assumption that he's not the owner. That is further to be seen later. What's the level of ownership? We're not talking about that here. We just want to know why Reish Lakish didn't respond the way we thought we would have responded. So what Reish Lakish did say is, okay, but what do you do about an ashram? He could have said, I don't understand what you're telling me. You're telling me it's being brought for no reason. It's being brought for a very good reason. It's that the Yorish should get a kapara. To which the Gemara answers, no, that's no reason. He doesn't own it. He's going to get the kapara. How does he make a tamura when we're now asking? He makes it for because of the kapar that's coming. Mikufi of the fact that he brought the carbon. Iboilu. Kipru amashabau olor kipru. Okay, now, you're telling me there was Nizbach Shalolishman, lo olor l'shem balon l'shem chova. It has to be now, he's going to have to bring another carbon. Let me ask you something. This guy, let's say, had set aside his carbon oil because he missed Zman Kriyash. So now it was brought Shalolishma. So the Rav tells him, look, you should know you weren't really out to the carbon you wanted to bring. So now the question is, was it Mechaper on my Kriyashma or, like, am I worried today that I'm going to get Yisurin because of the fact that I missed Zman Kriyash? And I had better do this immediately. Omer of Sheish Breder of Idi, well, I mean, it's Mistaber that it wasn't Mitab, because then we'd be back to the same time of Reish Lakish. So why are you bringing it? You're telling me, I wanted to bring this Eila in order to be Mechaper for my Zman Kriyachma. So why am I bringing the Eila now? Why now am I bringing the second one over here if it was already Mechaper on the first one? So then that's it. Omer of Ashi, I'm sorry. The Elamai low keeper. So what do you say? You're saying, okay, so Taraya wasn't Mechaper. So then why is it being brought? So Lama Uvak. So this is exactly the same lesson that we had before with Reish Lakish. Om Rav Ashi, no. Rav Shisha is definitely making a very good point. And Ochi Gakash. You see, Iyamit Pishlein Alo Kibru, then I can explain to you that the whole thing makes some sense. The second one is going to come to be Mechab. Now you're saying you already ruined the Kapara of the first one by Shechting it with Shalom Shema, so what's the point of continuing to bring it? That doesn't bother me, because there was a point now in which I set it aside, it had this purpose, I came to bring it, so finish what you're doing. It's not an netter. It's an adava. No. So what? But if you're telling me there's no point in bringing the next one, why am I bringing it at all?
Because you already had the kapara.
I already had the kapara. So okay. So you know what? I don't really care. So it must be. You can't say I don't really care. You in fact were not mitchaper. That's the point he's missing. So let's see that inside. To be shleima lo kipru. There I can say, look, the first one I'm bringing when it was done shelo lishmo, that's mikoach lishmo. I started off with a lishma for a kapara. Fine, so I now continue to do it and I finished it. The second one, why would it be coming? Lechaper. Because it never was a kapara. But if you're going to tell me kipru, so now I can really ask you, sheni lamu, what's the point? Was makapara. The guy says, okay, I'm not worried about it anymore. So you're telling me lo alula ba'alim l'shem chova in terms of what? Therefore it must be lo alula ba'alim l'shem chova in terms of his kapara. And he really was not mitchaper. Now I have another question. Now that we've been discussing the issue, which we raised about the Yoleda. So she brought a carbon. It's a general carbon, we're saying. It's coming for, who's to say if there aren't other Abitzas say, who's to say it wouldn't be Bechapran? That's what you raised. Now that raises Bechlal in my mind an issue. And the issue is, I understand, okay, a carbon chatas is brought on a particular chay. Mechay of you to bring it on a particular chay. A carbon ayla is saying, we're saying now, well, it's really up to him. If he wants to bring a kapara, a bisman, kriyashma, he'll bring an ayla. No, you started saying, you know, does he need to bring the other ayla? Is he worried about yisurin of the other ayla? What about if there's like all kinds of other things that he did? Maybe he doesn't even know he did. Or even more, what if he's mafresh a carbon ayla? This case wasn't mechaper proper. Now, meanwhile, he's got the half-flush of the other one, and he realizes, oh my God, I missed my Krishma today too. So does he have to bring yet a third one? Or just whenever he brings the oil, it's bechap on whatever is there, since it's not coming direct. So let's say now he was mafreshes oil, and now again he misses kriyat shema, but he didn't bring the carbon oil yet. So now, is it going to be mechaper on an eselach or a fresh out? Or is it only when I mafresh it in order to be mechaper for this chet? Oh, lo mechaper. Mi amrina, do we say, well, I mean, kapora, the place to learn kapora is from a korban chat. So let's look at the chat. Do we say, midi d'ave achatas? Just like a chatas, by definition, I have to be mafresh it for the chet. If I mafresh a korban chatas for a chet, and now I do that same chet again, b'shogeg, obviously the chatas is not going to be mechaper because there's already a dia. That's the reason I set aside the first chatas. If there's the idea, it's never, that's machayev a separate chatas. Anyway, even if I hadn't been mafresh the chatas, kol shekein if I'm mafresh the chatas. Therefore, there's nothing to discuss. So by hachatas, kodem afrasha, only kodem afrasha, would it be machaparam? Lach afrasha, of course it's not machaparam. So then let's use that as our model for korbanayla. Same thing. Afhocha. Same thing would be true, Hakanami. The Kodem Afrasha, yes, but Liach Afrasha, no. Or perhaps we should say, why use a carbon chatas as a model for bringing an oil? There's obvious, important differences. Lodom el chatas. Because a chatas, anyway, I'll call chet v'chet, boy la tuye chod chatas, no? Each chet is b'chayev a separate chatas, right? So that means there's a specific relationship of this chet to this carbon. But I mean, we're certainly not questioning the fact that if there were many chata'im that he had that were aseh, that he needs a carbon oila for each one, nobody would say that. He brings a carbon oila, and that carbon oila is mechaper on all of the mitzvot aseh that he wasn't mekayim. So if that's the case, it doesn't have a yichud. If it doesn't have a yichud, maybe it's mechaper even lachraf rasha. Maybe the point is, at the moment that you bring your carbon chatas, it's mechaper everything. What's the difference when you were mafreshet? It's not that I had to say. Now, of course, you see how this raises this question in our mind. Because we're talking about, now we said, well, I understand, now I'm bringing it in order to be mechaper on that, and so on. Should I be mafreshet again? How much is it nogea the specific chet? That's my question. So perhaps over there, boilat tuye chodachatas on each chet v'chet, but hocha kiva di'iika kama ase gabe. Say many, many mitzvot ase. He maybe wasn't even aware of them. All of them would be mechupar with this carbon. So then maybe I ase le'acha afrashanami mechapar. Who say that it wouldn't be mechapar even if it was a chet that was done after afrashah? The point of the connection to afrashah may well be that this is what it was set aside for. But if I don't need to set it aside for, so who needs the afrasha? I mean, I need the afrasha in order to bring the carbon, but I don't need the afrasha to define on what it's going to be mechaper. What's the din? Tashma? I will bring you a raya from a fascinating halacha. It says in the pasuk, "V'samach v'nirtzelo lechaper alav." So, it really says, "V'samach yado rosh olah v'nirtzelo lechaper alav." Now, what is that supposed to mean? That you put your hands on this oila, you're say a vidui on the oila, whatever you like, but you did smicha, and now it's v'nirtzelo lechaper alav. Let me ask you something. Suppose you didn't do smicha. It's not a kosher carbon. What's a kosher carbon? It's not mechaper. The zrika wasn't mechaper. So what does the Torah mean when it says nirtzelo lechaper alav? I don't need smicha to be nirtzelo lechaper alav. So what's that supposed to mean? V'alo v'chismicha mechaper. Never is such a thing. Only the smicha now creates the din of nirtzelo lechaper alav. The kapara is bezrika. V'alo in kapara alav is dam. Shema ki adam hu benefesh yechaper. So then why does the Torah say v'samach v'nirtzelo lechaper? In Cain, ma tamud lomar v'samach v'nirtzelo lechaper. Must be to tell me, now here we say something that is very unclear, must be to tell me, she'im asa'a l'smicha shi'arei mitzvah, ma'aleh alav ha'katuv ki'ilo lo kiper, but v'kiper. So if he didn't do the mitzvah properly, and he treated it like it was just leftovers, shiare mitzvah, if that's the way you're going to treat the mitzvah, then the Torah considers it as if you were not mechaper, but you were mechaper. What is that supposed to mean? So what is this, those words? My, you're saying, keeper, but low keeper, I mean, surely that's not just sort of yes and no. It must be that it's referring to specific elements of keeper, below keeper, right? So what does it mean? Must be that it means like this, that on part of it, it was mechaper, meaning it was mechaper, the keeper, esse de kodem hafrasha, that everything up until this point, it was mechaper. But you, lousy no-goodnik, you just did another bit to asse. As you're bringing the carbon, what a jerk. You didn't do the smicha. So, you're not, now you're going to have to bring another carbon to take care of that. Does this make sense?
But that's not true. It's
not. Nothing's not. I don't need to bring the carbon, but it's not going to be mechaper on the yisur of the smicha. So I had a mitzvah to do smicha. So that is making a very good point. The Torah is telling you, boy, this was really genius. So we have a non-ending series over here. Every time you try to do something right, you do something new wrong. So now we'll bring another carbon to fix the new thing you did wrong, then you'll figure out something else to do wrong. That must be what it is that the pasuk is saying, that is very ironic. So the v'nirtzel on the chaper alav is gufa coming to tell me that you will not be mechaper on the smicha because it's done now after you already did the hafrasha.
So shiari mitzvah, he didn't do the smicha.
He didn't do the smicha at all. He treated it like shiari mitzvah. So my love, the keeper, I say the Koran, hafrasha, but low keeper, I say the smicha, because the smicha was achar hafrasha. Now you're starting all over again. That's a brilliant way of understanding the pasuk. Omar Rava, what are you bringing me a raya from? Esa the smicha ka'amra. Come on. Over there, when were you chayav to do the smicha? Up until the very moment of shechita. Nothing to do with hafrasha. Right? So as long as you haven't checked it, you're ba'amod usmoch. You should be Semech right now. Koi, you're chayev in that mitzvah. Now tell me, at what point were you mevatel the mitzvah sase? Emat, where is the stage where I would say, Emat, koi, the essay, the bitul essay, only le'achar shechita. Oh, now hold on a minute. The question, please, was, what is the din of essay le'achar hafrasha? Nobody questioned for a moment what would be the din on the essay le'achar shechita. So, of course, what must be? It doesn't prove anything. We never wondered about that din. We were just wondering whether the hafrasha requires this particular thing. But we're certainly not going to question the din of what the halacha is about a chet that happens at the time that you already did the shechita. That's something else.
For sure that's not covered.
For sure that's not covered. Okay? I'm still asking you, what's the din of le'achar hafrasha? Omer le'revuna bar Yehuda le'rova. Why can't this simply mean, Ema, kiper gavra, the man is absolutely free of any need to bring further kapara. Even on this. And the only thing is, ki'ilu lo kiper, meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks to two issues in the Kapara. Not just that you should have been Yotze your Chayva and shouldn't get punished for the fact that you were over in an Aveira. It's like if you have a fight with your spouse. You could apologize in such a way that, all right, fine, we won't talk about it. Or you could use the fight as making up. That's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to make up. It's v'nir tzolo l'chaper alo. So v'nir tzolo l'chaper alo means that now it's a positive thing. There's a nachas ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu from this. There's no nachas ruach. Maybe that's the point.
Why not?
You didn't do smicha. So now you're bringing me a gift to show that you're sorry. You don't send me a card. You think that I don't understand that means you're just trying to be yaitze. You don't want to take the 2 minutes to write the card. So you call the florist up and you say, send some flowers. Thanks a lot. You're going to go through the motions. That's what you're doing over here. I'll bring the carpet because you're afraid I'll yell at you. Okay, so you don't want to go to hell, so you'll bring a carpet. But if it comes as far as making up, make me feel good, that you won't do. So that's the point. Ki'ilu low keeper, meaning Kame Shemaya. As far as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned, you didn't do anything right for me. But all you did was take care of not going to hell. Okay, so we won't put you into hell. Whatever the Torah told you to do, even if it's not ma'age, you don't think that that's the right way to do it. You're going to tell me, sorry, the florist will say, sorry, we don't send flowers without a note. No florist will tell you that. So here too. So it says over here you have to do smicha. Fine. So nobody's going to tell you if you don't do smicha, you can't bring a carpet. Fine. So it's not ma'akib. But he's still got the notes there for you to fill out. And the same thing is true over here. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says do smicha. You don't do smicha. So you expect me to smile?
No, I'm
not understanding. I'm not understanding.
But in the way of bringing the carbon, so be at the same time you're being
over. Yes, this has nothing to do with that whole issue. As far as the essay is concerned, fine, you want to make sure you don't go to hell. We mark it here. It's all marked. Okay. Now you have a clean slate. Okay? Exactly. Off the hook. Okay? And you're telling me, we wouldn't use the word in that way, would we? We certainly would. Me and Lotanana, I'll bring you right. We use it exactly that way. We have the same Mishnah that talks about an equivalent halacha by a mitzora. So over there, the pasuk says, "Vahanotar b'shemen asher al kafa kohen." Over there, the kohen sprinkles some of this oil on the guy's right toe and his right thumb, and whatever is left over in his hand, he rubs on his head, on the mitzora's head. So it says over there that the Kohen should put it al rosh hamitaher v'chiper alav HaKohen lifnei Hashem. Now, the very fact that it says anotar b'shem means that it's not the essence of it, it's the leftovers. It's like Shirayim. Alright, so there we have a machlokas. Rabbi Akiva says, says over here, it's the only way to be mechaper on him. If he didn't put it on his head, forget it. Im natan kiper. Im lo natan lo kiper. Diver Rabbi Akiva. Okay, that doesn't concern me, but I want to talk about Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's approach. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, no, the point is that the Torah is making this shiare mitzvah. It's calling it the notar. If the guy didn't have anything left over, so then it wouldn't make a difference. So it's obviously not ma'akeh. What if I use the whole thing up? I don't have to bring now a whole other Shemin of Mitzrayim and start over again. So therefore, what is it saying? Why does it mention then kapara? Truth is, ben shnitan, ben lo nitan, he was machav. But the Torah is ma'alin halav, it looks at it as if he ilo lo kiper. But the fact is he was machav. Now, in this case, what are you going to say over here? There's only two elements that he's like. It's coming to be machaper on Sarah. So what are you telling me? It's kilo keeper for keeper. You're saying, no, kilo keeper for keeper means there were two separate elements. There was the essay lefnei afrasha, the essay leachra afrasha. I'm telling you this is a moral statement. It's not a halachic statement. If you think that it's a halachic statement, how can you define halachically two different elements to be mechaper when we're talking about a mitzvah? Either you were or you weren't. Mitzvah the mitzvahs. I don't know what you mean. The only meaning it could have had over there is what I'm saying. Well, you may be able to cleanse him of his tzaras, but man, what a low class action. That's all that it means. So it's got to mean over there, my ki'ilu low keeper. Now what? So ilayma that has halachic ramifications that he actually would have to be b'mechuyav to me boile la tuye karbon achrina, that he would have to bring now another look. No, you just said Benitan, Ben Lo Nitan Kippur. So you said yourself, that's not the point. Point is, he definitely will accomplish whatever he needed to accomplish. Okay, so then the only thing it could mean is what I'm suggesting. Ella, Kippur Gavra, the guy may have done all of what needed to be done, but he sure ain't friends. So Lo Kippur Klape Shamayim. So I'm saying that's what it means over here. I think the entire approach of bringing a raya from this sugya to the question of whether it's b'chaper l'achar frasha is such literalism. You're taking the words kilo lo kippur v'kippur, which clearly to any naive reader is saying exactly what it means to say. You made it a d'shiori mitzvah. As far as God is concerned, it's as if you never brought your kapara, your bum. I'm not saying that technically speaking you weren't yaitzah, but I still say you're a bum. That's all that it means. What are you making it into? A whole question, la'alof. I mean, this is like classic rabbinics thing. You know, we're trying to make a statement about morality, and you're coming up with, maybe means clapping this halacha, it is a kapara, and for that halacha, it's another kapara, I'd like to see you do this here. You would? Okay, watch. I'll do it. I say it means like this. No, it means hatam nami. There are two elements. There's a kippur on matan bonot, and a kippur on the matanot harosh. Maybe the chiddush of the pasuk over here is that those are not to be viewed as one long matnat shemen. So then, if you didn't do it right, so like Rabbi Akiva says, start over again. I say it's not all or nothing. It's ki'ilu lo kippur, meaning what you left out, and you'll have to make up. But kippur, the part that you did do. And that it's really two separate things. You don't bring the luk shemen and start over again with matan bahonot, but you still have to do the kapara of the rosh. So, there you go. I like that rabbinic approach, huh? Not bad. So, mamela means the same thing that it meant over there. I don't see a big riot from here. You really have time to discuss this between the coffees and the all the tumbling and the catering and the... I'm amazed.
Only the coffee that has the alert.
You're saying there was some time left after all of that fun is actually.
Right.
It's like most of us in life. We spend 99.9% of it getting ready to do something with our lives. Okay, a year. So it becomes a dugma chaya. Yes.
The idea before was that those is by definition left over. So it must be an extra thing. If there's a chi of matana sarosh, then we're going to have to see to it that I was mafrish and I have a chelik to do that with. So if you're changing it must change the meaning of what nosar is.
Okay. I mean, we're arguing on. Yes, of course, we're arguing.
Okay,
that's not what it means. Okay. You're the one who said it means that it's tam shiore mitzvah. I'm saying shiore mitzvah, it's always required to be done, but it's
actually sure I have
the etzem mitzina, meaning the mitzina b'ayna is a shiore mitzvah. That doesn't mean it's not a mitzvah that requires doing. That's how he's understanding it now.
To
bring a luk shemen and to put it on his head. It's good for dandruff. But he doesn't do matan b'ayinah. Maybe that's what it means. I mean, I'm not saying that that's what it has to mean, but you're saying, well, what else could it mean? Can't be any rabbinics over here. It could be rabbinics here, too. Don't bring Mariah. You want to suggest that maybe it means a moral statement, it could be, but you can't bring Mariah. I mean, that's all we're saying. Toshma. Okay, so we still don't have a raya about what the din is before Hafrasha. La'achar Hafrasha. It still stands, our question. Is an Eila Mechaper even on Averis that are done La'achar Hafrasha? So Tashma, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kivsei Atzeret Lama Hein Ba'im. What would be the point of bringing the Kivsei Atzeret? What are they Mechaper on? What? Kivsei Atzeret, they're Shlomim. What do you mean, what's the point of bringing a Shlomim? You could always say that. What's the point of bringing a Shlomim? It's not coming for Kapora. The point of a Shlomim is exactly as its name. It creates Shalom. It'd be like saying, what's the point of going out to a restaurant with your wife? Well, that's a ridiculous question. Is that supposed to be a point? If there's a point, you're in trouble. So, no, sorry, I said that wrong. I meant, Si'ire Atzeret, Lama Hein Ba'im. That was my question. Because over there, when it comes to Shavuos, we have two separate Si'irim. One of them is mentioned in the context of the Musafim. And one of them is mentioned as one of the Karbanos that's brought together with Shtei Alech. So we end up essentially bringing Shnei Si'irei Chatan. There's got to be a point in that. Now, we already went through in the Sefer Shavuot the din of Tumat Mikdash V'Kedoshav, where there was no Yediyah B'Tchil or B'Sof. That's what the Si'irei Aragolim are coming for. What I want to know is, why are the Si'irei Atzeres coming? What do you mean, why are they coming? They're coming up to Bat Smikdash for Kedosha. That's a Mishnah and a Brayta that follows. Am I missing something? Ah, yes, yes. The question is like this. Suppose you shechted both of these Zirim at the same time. And now you've got this Dam. The Dam of Sawyer number one and the Dam of Sawyer number two. Now you go and you do the Zrikas HaDam. Now I ask you, wait, don't bring that second. What are you bringing that second Dam for? You already brought the first Dam. You're already bechaper on all the Tumas Mikdash Mikdosha. So what are you doing now, bringing another one for no purpose at all? That's what I'm asking. So Sheni Lama Kari. Now let me bring out my point. The only thing that it could be brought for, and here's my point, if you would have let me finish in the first place, you would have seen what I was trying to say, that it must be coming on Tum'ah Shu'ur Aben Zelazet. Someone, somewhere, has done something wrong. You can be sure of it. So therefore, there must have been an additional problem of Tum'ah Smikdash V'Kedoshav. Somebody was Mevatel that Isser. We're going to bring now another one. 1 second later. They actually sell a special internet clock that measures time by how many Tumas Mikdash for Kedosha Itzers have been done. You know, they have these clocks. They have these clocks that they count time by how many acres of forest have been destroyed, how many people across the globe have died, how many people across the globe. They're very cute. So that proves, and this is my point, that you see from here, and more me'ata, actually, we should be busy bringing karbanos 24 hours a day, because there's always somebody who's guilty of something. So Reuyin Ha'u Yisrael La'akriv Kabanotayim B'chol Eit U'V'chol Sha'a. So why is it that the Torah doesn't have a constant kapara being brought? It's too expensive. Eloshichi say chakatuv. The Torah really tries to save money on this, and that's as we say Chas HaTorah Mamonim Shal Yisrael. And so we're okay. You know, once a mayad. You know how it goes. So the idea is that you're looking now at the situation. Okay, it's a very beautiful pshat, Rabbi Shimon, but can we take a look now at what the implications of this are? Our question. Now, I ask you to think about this. Aha, we're talking about an essay li'achar hafrasha. The Torah says bring two korbanot, okay? Now, I was already mafrish these two korbanot erev yontov. Now I'm coming to bring them. You're saying that if something happened between the first Zrika and the second Zrika, and then obviously it happened after the Hafrosha, that nonetheless the second Zrika would be Mechaper on this carbon because it was taking place after the other one. Well, don't you have to be Mafreshit specifically for this purpose? So you see from here, and there's mitzvot asay that are involved here also. There's Vishalchu min ha-machaneh, it's part of the Kapar of Tumat Megidash V'Kedoshav. And obviously it doesn't matter, and it's Mechaper. Well, that doesn't prove anything. Yeah, true. That's true. In Okinami, this is not going like what we said before. Says the Gemara, okay, but you're making an assumption. The assumption is that it was Mafresh the Karban Erev Yontev, and now we're bringing it. So then maybe in Okinami, we never would have said this. Maybe the Pusik is talking about where you're Mafresh one Karban before Yontev, and you're Mafresh the other Karban on Yontev, and therefore we'd be Mechaper on the things that took place between them. So, wait, can I hear this again clearly? You are seriously getting up there on your soapbox and claiming that when the Pasuk said to bring two Seirim on Atzeres, it's referring to a case where you didn't bother being Mafresh Carbon number two, you were Mafresh Carbon number one, then you remembered to be Mafresh Carbon number two, and now it's saying, well, in that case, there would be a reason to bring the second one. You gotta be kidding. Valekul, you're standing up there, Valema, and you're telling me that the Pusik written in the Torah, the Chiktiva, is written about a case where it was Mufresh Bezachazah, and I'm supposed to believe you. I mean, that's total madness. How could that be what the Pusik is talking about? Obviously, it's talking about any and all circumstances, whatever the case was, bring to Seiri. And even if you shechted them at the same exact moment, and there would still be too much Iro ben Zelazet. Amr of Papa, okay, fine. It's a good raya, but it doesn't answer your question. Because we're talking about Karbanot Tzibur here. So what's the difference? There's a big difference. Shiny Karbanot Tzibur, the Leiv Beit Din Kamat Nalayan. Wherever you're dealing with a carbon Tzibur, you have a tremendous amount of elasticity to define the moment that the shame of the carbon is hot. When it comes to a yachid, we should start asking about tween afrasha, leach afrasha. Tell me, when do you think the afrasha was of this carbon? The very last second. You know why? Because Beit Din, when they say, okay, we're taking this money from the Trumas Alishka, and we're going to buy such and such carbonus with them, they always say, conditional upon the usage of that carbon. How do I know that? Can Rav Yoram Shmuel? The Amr Rav Yoram Shmuel. Korbanot Tzibur, Sakin Moshachatan L'Mashem. When you're dealing with a carbon Tzibur, the only moment that it becomes a carbon for that purpose is when it shechted for that purpose. So let's say you brought perhaps too many Korbanot for Tmidim. You always needed the four Korbanot that were Mufu Karim. Now it's already the first day of Nisan. You're supposed to be bringing the new Korbanos from the Mincha, from the Shkolim HaKadashim. Now the carbon is going to be brought as a Kayetz HaMizbeach. Maybe. If the Kohen checks it, that's what will happen for it. It'll be brought as something that doesn't need to be brought from the Truma HaKadashim. You know why? Because it's not up to the Kohen, it's not up to anybody. It happens automatically because of the late Beit Din. Okay, so then that's true over here also. It only becomes a Tzirei Atzeret at the moment that it was shechted for Tzirei Atzeret. That's the instant of Afrasha. So it isn't true. There is a difference in Ben Zelazet. So there Leiv Beit Din would be Matnash. Sakin, it's the act of Shchita itself that defines what this carbon is. That it's Moshachatan, it draws it L'mashahin. Says Rav Yossi Bereda, Rav Shmuel, or Rav Papa. Yeah. That's all very nice if it wouldn't be Rabbi Shimon. Unfortunately, it happens to be Bedafka Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't hold there is such a thing as Leiv Beit Din Matnah. So therefore, we still are going to be able to bring a Raya, at least according to Rabbi Shimon, as we shall see tomorrow. Matkivla Rabbi Yaakov in Ahar Pekod. If you're going to make a drosha like this, Im HaMer Yamir, you could make the same drosha by Meiser. Gabi Meiser, to leave Im Go'o Yig'av. Did you say the same thing? That's ridiculous. But shiny meiser, the gabi avuhon nami ite bishutafut. Omar le ravasi le ravashi. Umina? Ihamit bishan makanya lehu. That explains at least why if there's only one yorish, it can be maimer. But ihamit lo kanya lehu at all, then nobody should be maimer. What are we talking about? The question of how many yorishim? How can a guy off the street be Meimir? So if anything, this proves the opposite. It proves that they are Mitzchaprim. V'yomer Rabbi Avu, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Magdish, Mosif Chomesh, HaMitzchaper Oset Tmura, V'atorim Mishlo Shal Chaveiro, he's the guy that defines the Tovat Hana'av, which coin gets it. Answers the Gemara, so what? But Mikiva Lo Mechaper, only Mikufya Mechaper, which is enough for them to make the Tmura, but not enough to excuse bringing the carbon in the first place. Iboilu, kipru avashe ba'u, o lo kipru. Om Rav Sheshes Bereder Rav Yidi, mistarbet o lo kipru. I mean, Isaac Rav Kipru, what the heck is the second one coming for at all? So what are you saying? Elamai lo kipru. So then, what would be the point of bringing it in the first place, the first one? Amr Rav Ashi, you missed what he's trying to tell you. Rav Sheshes Bereder Rav Yidi Achi Kakashla. Iyamit Bishlama Lo Kipru. So then I can explain why the first one comes. The first one comes, the Shalom comes Mikayach Lishmo Kaati. The Sheni is coming to be Mechaper. El Iyamit Kipru. There's no point to bring the Sheni at all. That's what I'm asking. Iboilu. How about an Asay that was La'achar HaFrasha? Would an Oyla be Mechaper or Mechaper? And that's by definition because it was the idea. Or maybe what's comparison to chatas? Well, I mean, a chatas. I'll call chet v'chet boila to your chatas. Over here, iika kama asega bei bim bechaper. So maybe as lacha kapora afroshenami bechaper. Tashma v'samach. So here. It talks about Samach Yado Arosh Aola Venirza Lo Lechaper Allah. What do you mean Ven Samach Smicha Mechaper? Halo in Kaparala Bedam. Shinema Ki Adam Ubanefeshikaper.
Elamat amud lomar v'sabach v'nirtza l'chaper she'im ba'asah l'sbicha she'yorei mitzvah and treated it that way. Ma'alav ala katuv ki'ilu lo kiper, but in fact, kiper. Now, what is that supposed to mean? My ki'ilu lo kiper v'kiper. So I say, my love, kiper ase kodem hafrasha, but it was not mechapa the S of the smicha itself, because that is an eser le'acha hafrasha, and the Torah is making fun of the whole thing. Omar Rava, that no, this doesn't prove anything. Esa the smicha garment. The esa of smicha takes place at what point? Only after you shecht it, because go kamed lo shachit. You could always be mekayim the mitzvah right now. Amod and smoke. Stop. Do the smicha kai. So when is he over? Only by after the shechita. We never asked about that. Le'acha shechita lo kamei boyelan. We were asking about le'acha hafrasha. So this doesn't prove anything. Omer le Ravuna bar Yehuda le Rava. I don't speklal. This is not a gid. Also, this business of lo kiper v'kiper is a moral statement. Ema kiper gavra, but lo kiper kameshamaya. And it's got to mean that because we use the same language when it comes to the shemen of a mitzera. What do you think it means there? Milo tznan v'notar b'shemen asher al kaf hakohen yitin al rosh hamitaher v'kiper alav hakohen. What is that supposed to mean? Lifnei Hashem. What? That this is ma'akev the kapora. Im natan kiper, im lo nitan lo kiper, div Rabbi Akiva, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. How can it be ma'akev the kapora? It's calling it notar. So it's clearly shiori mitzvahin. Therefore, obviously, ben nitan, ben lo nitan, it's still mechaper. It's just that ma'alin alav kiilo lo kiper. But in fact, kiper. So what do you think it means over here? Ma kiilo lo kiper? Ilemet to be boyla to yekob dachwinu. You just said that no, of course it really is mechaper. Ben nitan, ben lo nitan, it was really kiper. The only explanation is that, yes, technically speaking, it was kiper gavra, but as far as the business of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned, you didn't even address that. You only addressed your own concerns. So the gavra's concerns, yes, but Shemaya's concerns, no. Lo kiper kame Shemaya. So why, maybe it means the same thing over here. Hokanami kiper and klapi gavra and lo kiper klapi Shemaya. Why? Maybe I'll say just the opposite. I'll give you the halachic approach for there. Hatanami kiper, meaning kiper matan ba'onot, and lo kiper matanot arosh, to bring another one to put it on his head. Tashma, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kifsei atzeret, lama im boim. Kifsei atzeret? Kifsei atzeret or shlomim? Sorry. Si'irei atzeret, lama im boim. Altumat migdash v'kedoshav. Right? Now, I ask you. Nizrak domo sharishon. Sheni lama korev. It's gotta be altumashi ur'a ben zelazer. 10 seconds. All right. So emor me'ata. The truth is, you know, Yisrael akriv korbanotehem b'chol eit u'v'chol sha'ah ela shechisei hakatuv. All right. That's a nice part. Now, as far as we're concerned, ha'ha'cha, it's talking about an esel achav rasha and it's being mechaper. Nah, maybe it wasn't Achar Afrasha. Eid Afrashid Bevat Achat, maybe we wouldn't bring it. Okinami. Okmai Eskina Dafrashid Bezeh Achar Zeh. I just don't believe this. Leku Velemele Lekra, Techi Ketiva Bezeh Achar Zeh Ketiva? No way. Amrif Pop, okay. But so what? It still wouldn't prove anything. This is Korbanot Tzibur, Amrif. Shiny Korbanot Tzibur, by definition, it's always before Afrasha. Because Leiv Beidin Kamat Nalehem, Kid Rav Yonam Shmuel. Yom Rav Yonam Shmuel, Korbanot Tzibur, Sakin Mishochatan, Lama Shein.
The following is the daf from the previous daf Yomi cycle.
Holding in Zvachim Davav Amid Aleph, we got up to the two dots, and we're up to the Iboyelu. Now, let's just recall what it is that we've been through up until this point. Rish Lakish was disturbed yesterday about what the point of bringing a korban would be if it's not going to be Marat. It seemed to be an attack on the whole general assumption of our Mishnah, that it's possible to say that something is that it's kosher, but lo olo lebala b'shem kol. So if that's the case, what did it come for? Well, was our question.
Now, Lamaisa, the immediate response to him was sufficient to be matze his question to a specific case. Because the response to him was that we find a karbonis, that a shayach to neder v'nedova, at the very least, such as a shlomim and an eila, have a purpose in being brought simply for the fact that they're brought. And we know that this is true because these karbonis can be brought the achar misa, in which they certainly serve nothing in terms of the person who's bringing them. And therefore, there must be a sense of hakrovas karbon per se without its having a specific purpose in mind. Now, that pushed Reish Lakish to focus his question specifically on the case of the Yasham. And the case of the Yasham, where it's not possible to say, on the one hand, that the Yasham should absolutely be possible, I mean, because we know by Chatas that that's something that's unique to Chatas. It's Chatas, he is specific to Chatas. It should be Chatas. This should be the Chatas that's possible, not any other case. But on the other hand, we're concerned with, so what exactly did it mean then to be makriv on Asham? There's certainly no Asham, the Achamis. And we were forced into this new Hagdara that it's possible to be makriv a korban because we have no choice but to say that the Torah is saying it should be mukrav. Meanwhile, we got into some other questions. And those other questions are why it was that Reish Lakish was triggered by the thought is why it was that Reish Lakish didn't say that maybe the things that are being brought to Achamisa are being mukhaber. He never said that, which was the natural response that he should have given to Rabbi Elazar when Rabbi Elazar attacked his original question. He sort of accepted the fact that when something is brought le'achamisa, it can't be mechafer. And that's a little problematic, because if l'maisa, there's a concept of general kapara that's associated with the, we're talking about the oil and the shlamim over there, it says a person brings whatever elements of ritzah there are of his avonos. So, I mean, in other words, let's say, the case, of course, that we, the only case, where we could prove, this is the case of Rabbi Elazar Brat, we can prove that if you bring an Eila Le'achar Mitzvah from the Yoledes, we're over there. If she brought her Karban Chatas Bechayeha and died, so that the Yarshim made the Karban Eilas Yoledes. And the question over there was, L'chora, that there's nothing that it can be Mechaper on, because they didn't give birth, I mean, she gave birth. So that led us, and this is what's important, I'm going over it so we could see the flow of events here. That led us to consider the nature of a kapara that's not the specific purpose of a karma, but it's the outgrowth of a karma. So the Gemara says that there still could have been a comeback to Reish Lakish. Because Reish Lakish should have told Rabbi Elazar, look, if Lamaisa, this Yoledes, hadn't died, she brought a karma nerva. Now let's say she had also been over on some mitzvahs, I say. Would that karban oila that was being brought for the purpose of leida, it was a completely different type, really, of oila in a sense. It's a general oila. But would it not have been mechaper also on any mitzvahs, I say, that she had outstanding? It would have been mechaper. So if that's the case, why can't it do the same for the yorshim? In which case, the yorshim should be able to get a kapora, and Reish Lakish could have come back and said, what's the proof that there's no kapora? You're telling me that it's brought back from Isa, therefore it's not Maratz? It's Maratz. It's Maratz also on the Yorshim. And that question led us into a little bit of a tangential discussion as to whether Yorshim have a kinyan, or whether the din that a Yerish brings a korban is a new halacha that the Torah says. A Yerish brings a korban, but that doesn't mean that he owns it. It doesn't necessarily even mean that the estate owns it. It just means that there's a fee of a Yerish bringing a korban. And if the differences, and there's significant differences, if the Yerish actually owns the korban, so then if there would be two Yerishim, there would be a problem of shutafut, in which case korbanos that are not brought for shutafut, such as a korban mitzvah, you'll notice I'm sneakily trying to get in as many halachas as I possibly can, so that you remember these basic issues. Right? So a mincha, which cannot be brought by shutafut, should not then be able to be brought by a yorish. The other issue would be that when it comes to making a tamura, the only one who can make a tamura is someone who is getting a kapora from the korban.
So the question is, how could the Torah be marva? And we see this in the Mishnah. Kol mei mirei, this lasuya yoresh. Gemara and Tumura says. So that means that a yoresh can make a tumura. It's got to be that he has some type of kinyan in the thing in order to make the tumura. Or, as the Gemara says, forget about a kinyan. He's got to be able to have some kind of kapara from the thing in order to be able to bring, in order to make a tumura. Now, Lamaisa, the Gemara ends yesterday by creating a new category of kapara called mikufya. There's a difference between mitiva and mikufya. Now, it's not clear to us yet, I think it will become clear to us tomorrow, whether the mikiva or mikufya is a different type of kapara, or mikiva or mikufya is simply a question of what is the essence of the carbon form, that is to say, the kliut of the carbon, and what is just a floating secondary effect of the carbon, which is the mikufya. The way that we could apply this, I left this hanging yesterday, so then why don't we come back and ask again on Rish Lakish, so why didn't you say that at least mikufya to mechaper, and that would be sufficient to say that at least it's meratza, that you could easily say that a carbon that is not creating its kviyas kapara will not drag along a mikufya kapara. Because if it, in its essence, it's not coming to be meratza, and it will not come to be meratza the yorshim agav, the fact that they brought the carbon. In any event, today the Gemara does something very surprising, which Tosfos doesn't understand. I don't understand this. The Gemara comes now to ask, Iboilu, Kipru al-Mashebo al-Lo-Kipru? Was the carbon mechaper al-Maisa on what it was coming for, or was it not mechaper? Now this seems absolutely crazy. We just went through the whole question. The Rish Lakish and Tosfos, it's Sarachian? The Dino Kash and Rish Lakish. I mean, we're rephrasing basically Rish Lakish's question. And because, I mean, take a look at what Reb Shisha Bered Ravini says. He says exactly what Rish Lakish said. Om Reb Shisha Bered Ravini, Mistavra, the low keeper. Must be that there was no kapora. Because if there was a kapora, Sheni Lama Huva, why are we bringing the second one? And we say that the Bailam have to bring a second one. What are we bringing the second one for? If it had already been Mechapera, so what's the point? And it says, what it says, I don't understand what you mean. Elamai, low keeper, what are you saying? So then if it was not Mechaper, Lamahu Karev, why is the first one being Karev? Which is, of course, exactly Rish Lakish's question, right? That first one, not the replacement, the first one, we're saying it's Karsher, but Lo'al Lo'al Mashem Chobah. You're supposed to bring the carbon, continue to bring the carbon. Why are we bringing a carbon that doesn't achieve anything? Exactly what Rish Lakish was lying on his stomach in the base of Medrash, and he was going crazy. What is this all about? So all of a sudden he's rediscovering America to ask the whole sugya that we went through yesterday with Rish Lakish. Om Ravashi, first of all, says, let's understand what he was saying. I mean, because otherwise you're saying it doesn't matter which direction you do it. Something's wrong. If the first one was Bechaper, why would we bring the second one? And if it wasn't Mechaper, why are we bringing it? Why are we bringing the first one? That I can answer, because I can say to Rav Asher what Rav Shisha Bered Ravida was saying. I'm a low keeper. You're going to tell me that it's not Mechaper. So then I could say, look, Shalol Lishmo Mikorach Lishmo Ka'asi. We're willing to entertain the notion, as we did yesterday, because of the din of Asham that was specifically denied by Chatati, that there is a concept of bringing something which was initially needed to be brought for a particular reason, and having been so defined as a chiyav, will now continue to bring it as if it were a nedava. That's basically the motzei tzvatecha tishmor. So we'll see there's a component in every carbon, which is the fact that it exists, that it's brought. So I could say, okay. So then the shalom lishmo comes mikayach lishmo. Since I was mechuyav to bring it, and it was now defined that this is my carbon, and it's going to be brought. Now it was messed up, that it was brought shalom lishmo. But I continue to bring it because this is the carbon that was meant to be brought. But if you're going to tell me the other way, that you're going to tell me that, the second one, why is the second one coming? It's coming to be mechaper, okay? Because the first one wasn't mechaper. Elayer mit kipro, if you're going to tell me that the first one was mechaper, then sheni lama huba? Why is the second one coming at all, is my question. You're asking about the first one. That was the question we had until now. You're saying, what's the purpose of bringing something that isn't going to be machan? Okay. Then I can say that the shalol lishma is mikoyach lishma. I'm willing to say that there's an element in any karma that was meant to be brought that it has aspects of kirva. Forget about whether it's b'chap or forget about whether it's maratz, but there's an element of kirva that's associated with it. I can't create the fiyah for that kirva in the first place by making a neder and a dava, because the kirva of an ashram is defined by the fact that it's coming on a kapara. But nonetheless, if the Torah insists that I continue to bring it, so what I could say is that initially, once I create the chiyah for this carbon, even if it doesn't work for me, that still doesn't mean that the carbon is meaningless, because it's an act of carbon, and that itself is a meaningful act. So therefore, what I am asking now is, why would the second one be coming? And why would the second one be coming? That's a very meaningful point. You're going to tell me that there was actual kapara. The second one, it has therefore nothing to do. It's not going to achieve anything. So it's not going to achieve anything. Why am I bringing the second one? Even if it's whatever happened, that the first one was Loyola Levailu Moshe Bechova, whatever that means, why would I be bringing the second one? Now, I must tell you, based on the Rambam, I have my own pshat in this sugya, which fits in beautifully with the sugya later on, as you'll see, which the other Rishonim do not say, but I believe is mamish clear according to the Rambam, even though he doesn't say it in terms of the dinim of korbanos, because obviously this is not megel ha'alof, there's a logic behind it. But it's clear from the Rambam and Hilchas Tshuva that there are completely different elements in the nature of the kapara. Forget about the ritzui, but the kapara of the korban itself has different elements. There is the carbon's kapara on the sin, which is one element. And then there is the nature of the kapara on the individual who sins. And those two things are not the same. For instance, if somebody will not have said vidui when he brings a carbon, then that carbon is not mechaper on him. But it was mechaper on the fact that this chait was done, and he cannot bring it again. The tremendous nafkamina. Nafkamina is whether he got a kapara. There are two elements that need to be, there's actually more, as we were medayek very clearly from the Rama. There's two basic elements that need to be dealt with in kapara. There's klape shemaya. Again, this is my reading of the Gemara, leave it around, which we'll see later on. The Gemara will call klape shemaya, which Rashi understands a completely different way, which according to the Rama would be exceedingly naive. Klape Shemaya has a clear-cut halachic definition, according to the Rambam, which is that which needs to be done in terms of harmonizing the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this taken care of. Whether you personally are still going to burn in hell is not the issue. This needs to be dealt with, and you're the guy who caused the problem, now go deal with it. It's an objective kapara, exactly. Okay, so now the question is, did you get a kapara out of that objective kapara or not? That depends on whether you said vidui at the time that you're bringing it, because what the carbon is for is not for you. It's very interesting. The carbon is not for you. The carbon is for the harmony of the universe. You're supposed to balance out what was done. Then you've got another problem. Your problem is that you're a sinner. It is possible to get a kapara for yourself at the same time that you're addressing the issue of the chait. And the only way to do that is by being misvada at the time that you bring the korban. It's not that it's an additive issue that you can do. You can bring a korban plus say vidui, and now you get a kapara. That's very clear from the Rambam. It's not that the vidui is machaper. The vidui allows... Your vidui is part of your kapara, personal kapara, not the universe.
But why do I bring the kapora is for the harmony of the universe? I don't see where is the connection?
What is it that you don't see? You're a very spiritual man. You recognize the reality of evil in the world. You wish to do something about it. You're also a very aware human being. You know that there's evil within you. You'd like to do something about that. Those two things are not necessarily the same. Correct? You may be able to deal with the evil within you and not deal with the universe. For instance, suppose there's no base of English, you can't bring the carbon. You have no way of dealing with the sin that you did. You can only deal with your own problems, right?
Okay,
so if you deal with your own problems, you'll do tshuva, you'll say vidui, that's your problems. Nonetheless, that sin continues to exist that you did, didn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, you can't see him. Simply go and wave a magic wand of tshuva at a sin and make it go away. Tshuva doesn't make sins go away. Tshuva affects you. It doesn't affect the sin.
Okay.
But there is a way to affect sins. What is that?
Korban.
Exactly. Beautiful. Now the question is there a relationship, is there a relationship between the korban that affects the sin and the elements in the korban that deal with your having done this, and that's a separate issue.
Which is exactly what I was going to ask.
That's the question. The only connection is vidui.
But
what vidui does, and this is the way the Rambam defines in the whole first parak of Hilchos Teshuva, the meaning of vidui. Vidui, we generally think of as a component of tshuva. It's not a component of tshuva until Perek Sheni, where we talk about vidui in a completely different sense, where over there vidui means to articulate your tshuva, which has nothing to do with the concept of vidui as the application of kapara. There's an element called vidui that is the way in which whatever a mechaper is, there's different mechaper. Suppose you're getting beaten in court for having sinned. Now, that is also a reality. But it won't give you a kapora unless you say vidui. Suppose you're getting killed in Bezdin. You won't get a kapora unless you say vidui. You're bringing a korban. You won't get a kapora, personal kapora.
That's wrong, but where does the harmony of the universe come in? How do I connect to that? I or somebody as a personal...
Magic. You need a magic wand. That's the only way. That magic wand is given you in certain special cases, such as where the Torah said you could bring a chatas, you could bring an asham. That's a magic wand. I mean, there's no innate, understandable connection between the sprinkling the blood of an animal in one place and having been b'chal Shabbos some other place in time. There's no connection between the two. That's a magic wand. Fine, but that's a magic wand that is granted you to address the evil of the universe. That doesn't mean that two things are equal. So therefore, it is easy to see that the question in the Gemara could be dealing with a completely different issue. And it's not a repetition of Reish Lakish. The question that we have over here, and this is how it relates to the getter of Mikufya and Mikiva. Because what Mikufya and Mikiva, this is why I said it was important to see the flow. Mikufya and Mikiva, we saw were elements of kapara that the carbon may well address, but one is addressed directly and one is addressed indirectly. Correct? By definition. Tfiya means that it's addressed directly. But there's a further issue to question, and that is the function of a carbon. If it's addressing evil, then it can also address you in the context of that evil. But it cannot address your sin directly. We don't find that in a korban that is brought for a specific sin, such as an asham or a chatas. We only find that idea with an ola, which is essentially a general ritzui, and it has to do with your personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's a possibility. But when it comes to the asham that I'm bringing, what I'd like to know is, has the sin been dissolved? That's my question. You're saying, and if not, what would it be coming for? How can I bring it? I mean, if it's already been dissolved by the first one, why am I bringing the second one? That the Gemara is ready to say here. That the element of Lishma, in fact, ruins the carbon in terms of the chait. And therefore you have to bring it again, as opposed to, let's say, you were missing a vidui when you brought the carbon. It also ruined your kapara, but it didn't ruin the kapara on the chait. And there's absolutely no basis of bringing that carbon a second time. You see? That's the beauty of it. It works in so perfectly in the Gemara.
What's the connection between the korban and the vidui? In other words, if I say the vidui without the korban,
it won't help.
In other words, it has to be
Bo Bizman, and that's why the Rambam says, Bisha'a Shemat Rivim Korban, at the time that you're bringing the carbon. the carbon has two possible applications. It has one given application and one application that your vidui provides. Because that's, in other words, the element of kapara on you requires a conscious involvement in the kapara. Whereas the bringing of the carbon is a mechanical act, and that deals with the mechanical reality of the evil. When it comes to dealing with your problems, your personal problems, that is a function of your own consciousness. Either the carbon is working on you or it isn't working on you. That's up to you.
And the magic is the connection between the two.
No, the magic is the connection between the mechanical act of the carbon and the evil that was done at the sin.
The
carbon? Yeah.
The gentleman, what you're saying is very similar to what Rabbi Salvation got off in the same for Alex Shuvah. He says that Shuvah in general says there's two aspects, there's a kampara and there's tahara.
No, this is a different issue, though. That's separate things. Those aspects of Shuvah are more. Have to do with the individual. Yeah, but as I said, there's many more subtle distinctions to be made. I only made these two simple distinctions. The distinctions in Hilchos Teshuva are not for here. Those are Hilchos Teshuva issues. It's an extremely complex halacha. So as you know, every year when we go to Teshuva points, like it's about one of the most complex sugyas and shas, and nobody bothers even looking at it.
Basically, means that even if I do vidu, I can't be never forgiven.
I don't know what, but you haven't defined any of your terms. Not forgiven, not never. I don't know what those things are. What exactly is forgiven slicha? Is forgiven mechila? Is forgiven kapar? Well, if you don't know, then don't talk.
Whatever.
The first thing to do is to know.
If I know everything, I don't come. I know it.
You have to know your terms. You can't talk without knowing your terms.
I mean, just so vidui is not enough if I don't have the korban.
But you haven't defined what forgiven means. I'm not trying to make you problems. I'm trying to point out to you, using words loosely that have very clear-cut technical definitions, is there no difference between forgiving and forgetting? Is there or is there not? Yes, there is. Is there a difference between kapara and between forgiveness? Of course there is. Kapara is to cleanse, is to make the thing as if it doesn't exist. Is there no difference between the existence of a sin and the person who sinned the sin? Yes. Is there no difference between the impact of the sin on the person who sinned and the question of whether the fact that he sinned would impact him from within? Yes, there is. You're not talking about anything. You're just throwing things. Nah. That'll keep him down for a while, I think. Huh? No. I did not. You see, your question should be that I'm trying to make you problems. Is not true? So, Iboil, our next question is, now, again, our question relates to the fact that the bringing of the carbon oila in this case, until now we've really been talking about an asha. Tosis points out. Otherwise, the whole discussion, Kippur, Masher, Bor, doesn't really make sense. I mean, I can bring a carbon for any purpose at all. It's only where the whole purpose of a carbon is a kapara when you get into the question, so what are you bringing it for? Now, when I'm getting back to my oila, and we know that an oila is machaper, but it's not the magic wand that the Torah said, bring an oila, and that's not the point. It wasn't mukhuyev to be brought. It isn't a direct and specific way to address this particular sin, the way that a chafis is for each individual act, a fee of course, and so on. So therefore, I want to know. I can look at it two ways. I can say, the fact that I went out to bring this eila means that in my mind I was miyache this eila for all sins that I had done up until that point. So suppose I sin after having done that, so then I'll need to bring another eila. Or I can say, look, at the time that the oil is brought, any existing sins are mechuper with this oil, because it isn't coming anyway for that specific sin. So that's my question. If somebody does is over on us, say, le'achar ha'prasha, so he sets aside this oil, it's now 2 months later, he hasn't brought it to face something good. He misses man kriyashma. He now is going to bring this oil. Is this oil mechuper on that or not? Mi amrina midin aviachatat. Do we say, well, basically kapora, I mean, should be patterned on the chatas, which is the essence of kapora. So therefore, a chatas is only Mechaper on Kodem HaFrasha'im, Lach HaFrasha'im. Oh, you can't use a Chatas to be Mechaper on something that the Chatas wasn't moved for before in the first place. It says, Al Chatato Asher Chata. Zav HaChanani Kodem HaFrasha'im, Lach HaFrasha'im. We could say the same thing over here by the Korban Oilam. Odil Ma'olo Dami L'Chatat. Or do we say, by definition, an Olas Kapor will never really be learnable from a Chatas, because after all, the chatas is a very well-defined, specific purpose carbon. It is meant to be a magic wand for having done a particular thing. You'll do another thing, you're going to have to bring a different chatas on that thing. You can't throw in all the things that you did with one chatas. So therefore, obviously, it's only going to be mechaper on what it is that it was mufresh for. But makes no difference. You got to bring two separate chatas. It depends if it's the same ad. There's definitions of what constitutes a mechalik. There's a mechalik in terms of yediyah. There's a mechalik in terms of goofing, shenim, and so on and so forth. But whatever that chilak is, whatever turns it into a separate chat is b'chayav a separate chatas, right? But when it comes to a carbon oil, kivan de'i ika kama asega de mechapra. Since after all, the essay is being mechupar by the fact of the oil is being brought. Not by the etzem hafrasha, but the mechuyev to be mafresh in oil. So I could say that in that case, essay de la achar hafrasha, nami mechaper, why would it not be mechaper, even on whatever exists at the time that I do the shrita, then that's my hakrova, and that's what I'm going to be mechupar with. It's an interesting question. You could see, even though really it has nothing to do with the main sugya of Lishma or Shalom Lishma, but you could see why this is precisely where it belongs. Because what we have been discussing now for a few days is the relative elements of Kapora in terms of their Hashivas, of their centrality to the Korban. So the same way that we want to know the centrality of Mikuvi or Mikiv or Mikufia, we need to know the way that a carbon oil is mechaper is innately different, possibly, than the way that a carbon chatas is mechaper.
So, future.
Tashma, well, take a look at this interesting Bryson. The Torah says v'samach v'nirtzalo lechaper alav. Now, you cannot leave out the last part of the pasuk, because that's the whole point of the braisa. So it says here that the sinner should be someh, means that he puts his hands on the korban, and that is necessary to be maratz on him lechaper alav. Now, we know that that isn't true. Smicha is not necessary to be mechaper. Because v'chitz smicha mechaperet. How can you believe that the pasuk means this literally? That the smicha is mechaper. V'alo in kapara ela b'dam. The Torah says specifically ki adam hu benefesh yechaperet. Specifically, the dam is mechaper. So why are you telling me the nirtzel lechaper alav? So elamatam alomer v'samach v'nirtzel lechaper alav. The only meaning would be she'im asa'al smicha shiyarei mitzvah. Ma'ale alava katuv ki ilu lo kiper, but the kiper. What you're telling me is that there's some element of kapora that remains unaddressed because of the lack of ritzui. So the smith is required in order to have a nirtzu loyla kaper. But in reality, the focus of the korban is its dam, and that would be mechaper on whatever it needed to be mechaper.
When you do the
smicha,
you also do the
bidui? Yeah, that's true too. But there would still be two elements here. You'd still require the smicha. Now, on the surface, this doesn't seem to make much sense. So what do you mean? Ki'ilu lo kiper, the keeper, can we make that more well-defined? I would suggest, says the Gemara, that let us define it as follows. So, my love, the keeper, I say the kodem hafrasha, but lo keeper, I say the smicha, the havile yaseh the yach hafrasha. Maybe what it means is this, that the very fact that you didn't do the smicha was itself a violation of the mitzvah taseh, because it says v'samach alav. You might have thought that, but nonetheless, in the act of Shechita, I was mechaper on the fact that I didn't do the Tzmicha. You see? In which case, I now get a full kapora. Therefore, the Pasuk is coming to say, no, that ain't going to work. Then you need to have another kapora on the fact that you didn't do the Tzmicha. So it's Mala Alava Katukiyu Loki Fair in terms of the act of the Tzmicha, because you didn't get kapora for that. But the keeper on everything that you had done up to the time of the Afreshah, which seems to prove that only things that existed up to the time of the Afreshah are going to get a kapara. And any new Averis, including the fact that you weren't Semet, will not get a kapara because they take place, in this case by definition, Liakra Afreshah. So at least that way we can make it a lumdish statement. I mean, otherwise it's sort of like, well, some kind of Hasidic Shemaitza, Kiilu lo kiper, but for keeper, but what does that mean? And here it means something. And this would be now a riot to our question. Omar Rava says, Rava, no, that doesn't answer our question. Because if that's what it means, then obviously you're not going to have a way to be mechaperiv by doing the Shechita, because for God's sake, until you do the Shechita, you still have the mitzvah of the Tzmicha. This isn't the same as other mitzvahs that you're going to say. A guy misses a mitzvah taseh after the Afreshah, so now can the Shechita be the Kapora? Over here it's the Shechita that's the Aveira! Because up until the moment that I actually do the Shechita, I'm still supposed to be doing the Tzmicha. How can anybody think that the Shechita is going to be the Kapora for what the Shechita is doing wrong? It's in that act per se that I'm now being over on the Aseh. Because up until the point that I do the Shechita, I should be doing the Tzmicha. What does that have to do with missing Zman Kriya Shema this morning? So therefore, this case, the Eseh the Tzmicha comes. That's what you bring your Raya for. Shani Asim Dechol Kama Delo Shochit Ba'amod V'smoch Koy. Until he actually does the Shechita, the Torah stone, hey, wait a minute, hold on there. First do Tzmicha. So of course that isn't going to be Mekupar over here. That's the point. So Emas Kahavi Aseh. At what point is he over now, the Mitzvah Aseh? I'll tell you when. After he does the Shechita. Well, after he does the Shechita, well, that wasn't our question, was he could be Mekupar on something after you do the Shechita. The question was, well, he could be Mekupar on something up until the time of Shechita. And over here, obviously, you only did the Avera afterwards, so how could you be Mekupar with it? You know what? I have a better suggestion about this whole thing. I mean, there is no problem you're saying, so what's the Lumdisha definition of this? I'll tell you, there's a Lumdisha definition that means something very clear and does not require you to deal with the issue of Smicha, which you must admit, it's almost like a riddle. You know, so what would we mean would not be must be the Tzmicha itself. I mean, that doesn't sound like what he's really talking about. He's making a general statement, Kilo Lo Kiper, right? Yeah, I'll tell you what that general statement means. By the way, it's obvious that it's a general statement. That Kilo Lo Kiper V'Kiper is not meant really to say that Lo Kiper on the Tzmicha. That's problematic to say that. It's a dray to say such a thing. The way the Chazon Ish understands the whole sugya is that if you had been mechaper on the smicha by doing the shechita, then why would the Torah say ki'ilu lo kiper b'chlal? That's the question. It's not that that's the specific chait that we're referring to. It's that this is obviously meant to be a put-down. Ki'ilu lo kiper. If l'maisa, the shechita itself was the kapora, so why would the Torah be putting you down in this context? That's how he sees the sugya. Okay, but in any event, the suggestion now that is being made by Rav Huna Bar Yehuda to Rava is very clear. You could say, and again, this works out only the way I'm understanding the sugya, I'll leave it to the Rambam. The way Rashi understands the sugya, which is very naively, this does not have any type of something other than a Hasidic explanation. Because take a look what he says. Ema, why don't we say that when it says over here that it's kiper, it means kiper gavra, the person was mitchaper. But when it says lo kiper, it means vis-a-vis the Lord it wasn't mitchaper. What is that supposed to mean? So Rashi says that means that the Lord is unhappy because you didn't do the mitzvah that he wanted you to do properly. Okay. No. If you learn like the Rambam, it's beautiful. Because the way we're understanding the two elements of Akrabat HaKorban, according to Rambam, is the individual and Klape Shamaya, which is the reality of the Chait. That's what he's saying. Maybe that's what it means. The reality of the Chait hasn't been addressed by this Korban. The question of whether it's a Kapur on you has been addressed. The Kapur is an Adam. But that aspect still leaves you with nothing more than tshuva would have left you. Because every tshuva is b'chafer on the gavra. I shouldn't say no more, because there are subtle elements that are different, as we've discussed with tshuva. But essentially, it leaves the actual evil in the world untouched. And that would need to be addressed once again. That's the point. But it certainly doesn't mean specifically the fate of the smicha per se. That's what I'm saying. See how beautifully it works in my Quran. Mamish beautiful. In the Lashon, it's so beautiful. Milo Tznanmu, we have a similar case where it says, Vahanotar b'shemen. Here it's talking about the mitzorah. Now, there's a very special carbon that's brought with the mitzorah, which is called the lug of the mitzorah, that's brought together with his asher. And the fact is that from there we learn a very interesting thing, that it's possible to bring a lug of shemen as a carbon. There is such a carbon. Lug shemen. Now, the din over there is that the shemen is supposed to be put on his toe, thumb, and the remainder is put on his head. Now, the lashon that it says over there is hanotar b'shemen, after having put the matan b'honot, the leftover of the shemen, asher al kaf ha-kohen, whatever was left on the kohen, should be rubbed on his head. And then it says, v'chiper alav ha-kohen lifnei Hashem, which implies that im natan kiper, v'im lo natan lo kiper, Rabbi Akiva says. Look, if you do it right, meaning you put the noser, then you're going to be mechaper with the luk shem and shem etzera. But if not, you're not going to be mechaper with the luk shem and shem etzera. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, that's ridiculous. If the Torah itself calls it noser, so noiser means it's shiore mitzvah, it's the leftovers. If it's shiore mitzvah, it can't be ma'akev. That's a contradiction in terms. So therefore, you'll remember how this fits into Rus, that ma'asa kishirayim, that's the whole point, that it's kishirayim, that it shouldn't be ma'akev. It doesn't make any difference. So if it's shiore mitzvah, ben nitan ben shalonitan kiper. Nonetheless, ma'alina lav kiyo lo kiper. Now, what does that mean? Ma'alina lav kiyo lo kiper. What is that? It's a meaningless statement. Ma'alina lav kiyo lo kiper. Obviously, it's got to be that there's two levels of looking at the nature of a kapora. So my kiyo lo kiper. If you're going to tell me, ilay medabay lasiya korban ha-kohen, what does that mean? That if the usher mitzvah was not brought properly, then you have to go and bring another korban. He said beferish bein nitan bein lo nitan kiper. He said beferish, you don't need to bring it again. So therefore, what is the meaning of kiyo lo kiper? It's got to be kiper gavra and lo kiper kape shemaya. Same idea. It means that there's two levels of the kapara. One that affects a person personally, and one that affects something in the harmony of the universe, or as Rashi is learning, one that affects HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen in this, in which was one of the six things, remember, you're supposed to be the shame nachas ruach, was one of the things. So there's no nachas ruach because his rotzen was not fulfilled properly. Okay, maybe that's what it means. So that's what it means here too. Okinami, keeper gabalo, keeper kapa shemaya, right? Does anyone know? Not right. Maybe here it means something different. And that's the way I, Rava, would understand it. If I'm trying to give it a technical definition and not this cosmic definition, what I would say is very simple. In the same way that I was ready to say the difference between the kapora on the smicha when it came to the animal, I would say that over here it means the same thing. It means kiper, meaning kiper matan behonot. The ikur kapora was done, which is that it's supposed to be on the the large toe and thumb of the mitzvah, But lo kippur matzinotaros. It means you didn't do things. You should bring the, you should bring a separate matznat harosh, which according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds it, it's im lo matan lo kippur. You'd have to bring the whole thing again and put it on his thumb and toe again. That would be the difference between the two shitas. That's what I would say. Which you certainly can't bring a raya from here that we're willing to engage in this cosmic discussion about keeper or low keeper. That's not necessarily true. Okay, well, I'll bring a raya from here. Tashma. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kifsei atzeret lama hein ba'im. Why are we bringing the karbonos on shvuas? What are you talking about? Kifsei atzeret. Kifsei atzeret are shlomim. They're brought for the lechem. They're the part that's brought in the mizbeach, essentially, of the korban lechem, of the shtei alechem. The shtei alechem aren't brought in the mizbeach. What kind of crazy question is that? Lama hein ba'im. No, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. I meant not se'irei atzeres lama hein ba'im. There are, and this is unique here to Shavuos, there are two, well, it's not absolutely unique. We find something on Yom Kippur in a different sense. But there are two se'irim that are brought. There's the sawyer of the Musa, and that is a sawyer that's brought. Every yontem there's a sawyer that's brought with the Musa. But there's also a sawyer being brought together with the Kifsei Atzeres, which is for the day of Shavuos. What are those two for? Al Tumat Mikdash Vikdoshav. So like all, as we saw back in the Sechah Shavuos, interesting coincidence, isn't that? And of course, the Shavuos there has nothing to do with the Shavuos here. But as we saw back in Shavuos, or so you think, the fact is that all karbonos of the Seirim on the Regolim are being brought for being Mechah from Tumas Mignish Mekadesh. But I ask you, what do I need two for? Nizrak Damosha Rishon, Sheni Lama Hu Karev. Now here we get really into the marrow, because this is the only time we've got two korbanos being brought for the same purpose that you're supposed to bring for the same purpose. I was asking up until now what happened. It was a mistake. He didn't do it lishma, and then you say it wasn't a l'baal m'shem chayv. Here you've got it. I'm mamish a laboratory situation. The Torah says bring two korbanos for the same purpose. So what am I bringing two korbanos for the same purpose? Now this really brings out into the open the issue of so what is it being brought for? If the first one was already Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, why is the second Sayer being brought? The only solution, says Rabbi Shimon, is that it's being brought for Tuma that took place between the first one and the second one. What else could it mean?
It's already been supposed to bring the second one.
True, but there's so many people, somebody's bound to sin somewhere.
Exactly.
Wait a minute. We will discuss that. So, why is the second one brought? Nizrak damosha rishon. I already did this week of Adam. Why am I bringing now the second one? Shady lama karev al tumash ura bezelazet. And more miatana. What does that imply? Exactly as you yourselves just said. And more miata, ru'in o yisrael akrib korbanotim b'chol etu b'chol sha'a. This means that there should be one sawyer per minute. Why not? If you're saying that somebody's always bound to have done something wrong, so we might. This is the source of Jewish guilt. I mean, this is it. You're supposed to bring an asham as a guilt offering. So you should really be bringing an asham at all times. First of all, the Torah saves money, as you know. I'm going to waste so much money bringing karbonos. I do want a kapara. What are you telling me? I'm not going to get a kapara. You're going to tell me to save my money. So therefore, says Rashi, the chisek over here is not only a chisakon in the bank account. It obviously also is a lotion of chas, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachamim on us, and says, okay, you know what? You did your best. You brought a karbon. We'll hold off till the chance to bring the next karbon. We won't look at this. We won't take it so seriously for a while. I dream that God would be forgiving. Okay, so that's chas. Now, but meanwhile, what are we seeing? Now, l'chora, last week, when we set aside these karbanas to be brought to the base of Megdash, we put them, we set them, we look at them, make sure they don't have any mumin, you know, we do our whole thing with them. When we shef one, and it's Mechaper. And now we're going to have 5 minutes between one and the next one. 10 minutes, whatever. And you're telling me it's going to be mechaper on the tumah that took place between 1 and 2. But the hafrasha was at the same time. So then you've got to be saying that it's going to be mechaper even on tumah that takes place in liachar hafrasha, which only goes to prove that where a carbon is being brought in this sense, that it's given a general kapora. And by the way, tumah to be kedoshim is an asay. It was a question. Asay liachar kapora. Liachar hafrasha. Tumah to be kedoshim is shivuach tmeim min hamachane. The Rashi understands it. Whether you need to say it that way, it's not 100% persuasive. Because the fact is that the only reason we were asking about an Esser Liachar HaFrasha was because it's a general korban meant for a group, a class of sins. In this case, the Seirei HaRegalim is meant for a class of sins. It doesn't matter whether they're Asay or Lo's Asay anymore. I mean, obviously Rashi doesn't agree with me, but I'm saying that would be the other approach to the Sugya. So that it, having been given for a class of sins, what's the difference whether it's Liachar HaFrasha, Lifnei HaFrasha? It's being brought now in a way that affects that class. It's not called the Seder, right? Says the Gemara, no. Not right. Maybe, you're not mafresh at one time. You're right. Had you been mafresh at one time, there is indeed no point in bringing the two carbonas. But acha, what we're talking about over here is, we're talking about where you were first mafresh carbon A, and then 2 days later you're mafresh carbon B, and now you shut them with 5 minutes difference between them. But that's not the point. The point is that one is going to be machaper on the things that took place post the hafrasha of number one and pre the hafrasha of number two. Why isn't that a possibility? Oh, come on, what are you talking about? Lake of Elimelech, the Krah, the Hikim of the Zachar, what are you saying? That the Pasuk that says that you should bring the two Karbonas on Shavuos is talking about a case where your first Mafresh one, and then a few days later your Mafresh the other. That's nutty. How could that be the meaning of the Pasuk? I mean, it's not what it says. It's nowhere inherent here that that's what we're talking about. Atosis points out that the question is not that the Pasuk seemed, if that would be the case, that the Pasuk would then be wrong, because the Pasuk is saying, bring two carbonas, and why in the world would I bring two carbonas? Unless I had been mafresh them separately, and yet the Torah is saying, bring two carbonas under any and all circumstances, which is ridiculous. Why would I bring the second carbon if I had been mafresh it together? That's not the problem, says Tosfos. Because we could interpret the Pasuk to mean, oh yeah, you were mafresh one and the second one at the same time? Well, don't bring that one. Be mafresh one now and bring it. You see? So then it would still make sense. There was a Torah saying, always bring two karbonas in a way that the second karbon is going to be mechaper on something that the first karbon wasn't mechaper on. So our problem is not with the fact that we bring two karbonas, because there's a way to do that. Our problem is in reading this into the pasuk that you require the separate hafrasha, and that seems nutty. We don't never like to do that, to take a pasuk and say, well, of course, what it really means is when it's so much against the simple meaning of the pasuk wasn't addressing the time of the hafrasha at all. So is this what you want to say? Is this a lake of a lame mokra? You want to say that that's what the pasuk is talking about? The chiksiva, that the only time it says to bring two karbonas is bezach, is that? No, it's not a problem, you see, because by definition, the Seirei Atzeret are Karbonos Tzibur. And since they're Karbonos Tzibur, they're dealt with by Beis Din. And the way that Beis Din deals with Karbonos Tzibur is to allow them to be defined by the need and not by any clear-cut, small-time manipulation, the way individuals run their lives, manipulating everything. When you're dealing with the tzibur, we can allow things to evolve the way they need to. So there's a tznai bezin. When it's needed, it's needed. So at this point, it automatically becomes a separate carbon for the time of the hafrasha. Remember, the only way in which it works is by utilizing the money that's in the trumas alishka to bring karbonas. Nobody says what that money is for. They're just dedicating their money with their chatzi hashekel, maxis hashekel every year. Beis Din's got to define at the time, that should take the animal. Beis Din defines essentially what that animal is for. That's the t'nai that is on the money by definition. So therefore there's never any problem, because the truth is until the moment that you go ahead and shech this carbon, it hasn't been predefined. It's defined by the act itself. And therefore, by definition, any carbon zebra under normal circumstances will be a separate afrasha, because I'm only defining it now at the instant that I shecht it. So since I'm not going to do both of them at the same instant, there's always going to be a baini, whatever that is. And therefore, karbanot zibur kamer, shiny karbanot zibur, they're different in their essence. The lev beit din kamatna alayim, over there, it's beit din that initially sets up the conditions for when they will become as needed. The Omer of Yerom Shmuel, Korbanot Tzibur, Sakin Moshachtam L'mashahim. It's the knife itself that defines what they are. Nothing is defined in advance. It doesn't need to be, because the money stands to be used for whatever purpose it is ultimately used for. And therefore, until the actual Shechita takes place, it is in Tzirei Atzeres. And there's going to be a difference between those times, and that difference is the time in which, if there was additional Tumas Mingish Rikadosha, that then it becomes Mechupar.
Shechita is the Hafrasha,
right? Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to be kind to you, because after all it says Chos Rachmona Alayu, and allow you to leave. That's something, I think.